beautiful lights. I am your host, Kimberly Barrett. Welcome to the Sharing Love and Light Show, Vibration and Consciousness on the Planet. I am a psychic medium, quantum energy healer, and intuitive coach here to help you experience light and love. On this show, I will help you tap into your personal power and shift your energy so you can step into your life's purpose and manifest your dreams. I believe that love is not a verb, it is a state of being. Stay with me for the next hour and unlock the quantum energy gifts that are already in you. You're listening to the Sharing Love and Light Show starting now. She is the creator of Divine Feminine Revolution and the Divine Feminine Revolution podcast. And she also created the Fearless Feminine Academy, which I am a graduate. I'm so grateful. Megan specializes in healing trauma. She's also a trained EMDR therapist, certified. She began her journey in private practice therapy. She was a holistic psychologist, and she did the dialectical behavioral therapy. She's a Reiki master, teacher, energy medicine practitioner, human design certified, and a fabulous intuitive counselor. When she became a mother, she became burnt out with the heaviness of trauma work, right? She felt a push from spirit on the other side to start sharing her healing with the world. I'm so grateful she did. She began her coaching business to help other holistic practitioners like myself monetize their magic. She created the Divine Feminine Revolution podcast to share the success stories of successful holistic power women as they shrug off the patriarchy to create the life path of their dreams. She created a monthly energy membership to teach others how to use their energy to heal mental health issues and many others. I just wanted to say all of it because you're so amazing. Welcome, Megan.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me, Kim. And let's not forget Blue Star initiated by you, which has been such a powerful, you know, transformation in itself. So
yeah, so that's the Blue Star Celestial Energy for anyone that's listening. And the people that usually do Blue Star Celestial Energy feel a call to it. If you feel called to it, you can look it up. And it's on my website. So Dr. Megan and I are here today talking manifesting. I know that I've talked about this on my show before, but we got really excited because we've both practiced a lot of manifesting techniques. So Megan, let's talk first about some of the struggles with trying to manifest. What is manifesting and what are some of the struggles?
Well, I think it really starts with not many of us are fully grounded in the belief that we actually create our own reality. And even someone like me, and I'm going to say maybe you, who are obsessed with manifesting and spirituality and healing work, I think still like that logical brain kicks in and we sometimes feel like a victim to our circumstances. So I think even if you know principles of manifesting and, you know, you and I have a lot of background in mindset because of the therapy piece, it can still really be a challenge to believe something amazing is going to happen for you.
I hear you on that. And as you were talking, it triggered me into, speaking of triggers, also that you've done a lot of trauma work. And one of the things you helped me with is overcoming some of the stuff that any past traumas can kind of like subconsciously create for us and get in the way of that ability to, like, you know, for me, it was like that self-worth issue. I can manifest it. It's like waiting to come in and become a reality for me. And I'm sabotaging it. Or I'm, like you said, not believing that it can happen. And, yeah. And any of those things.
And in the coaching world, they call it, it's a nicer word than self-sabotage. They call it upper limit. So for your audience, there's a great book out there called The Big Leap. It's by Gay Hendricks, who also is a psychologist and business coach. And he really talks about, we have a certain level of like success, happiness, money that we feel comfortable with. And when we start to shatter that glass ceiling, so to speak, of our own, like, wow, my life gets to be this good, we start to hit opposition where we are afraid we're going to lose it, or that it's not going to last, or that it's not going to happen in the first place. And that's really common for all of us. We hit this moment where we start to play small. And so, you know, that's something that you and I both help.
We've talked about that actualize. Together. Yeah.
Oh yeah. And as besties, yeah. You know, we're like, I don't, I'm in my head about this, and you know, I'm doing
I love that.
It's still scary. And I was going to say, actually the last episode I was on here, I shared actually my kind of trauma story. And so you can go back and listen to that episode. For me, that was super powerful of just naming it on your show. So that was kind of like a full circle moment for me. Usually I'm used to being the podcast host. And so it's so much more vulnerable to be the guest. but you know, when we have trauma, like a really common trauma belief that a lot of people have is I can't get what I want. So you might be super excited about your new business. You might have an idea that's going to change the world. You might have this big soul mission to like help people. But if you feel like I don't get what I want, then it's going to be really hard to manifest all of those things. So beliefs and mindset play such a huge role in actually not just dreaming about these things, but seeing them like show up in front of us.
Oh, I love what you're saying, because I've so run into that. You know, you're the one that recommended reading that book about the upper limit. And I started to become aware of all the places where I start to manifest. You know, I'm really good at manifesting like really fun relationships in my life and people and love energy. I can manifest. I have friends that like fuss about going into Walmart and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, Walmart's fun. There's lots of loving people in there. I'm like, because I'm manifesting those type of things into my reality. And then I notice that I can get stuck in other areas like romantic partnerships. I know a lot of my friends struggle with that, with building the business, with feeling that worth when, you know, everything starts to go really well. And I notice the like worried thoughts would come in, you know, or I'm not enough stuff would start to pull in, those type of things, right?
Yeah. And the key to manifesting is not to try so hard. And, you know, for you and I, we did so much like grad school, academic, professional life. It's like hard not to think that hard work doesn't convey.
trauma response was instead of, I'll never forget my therapist saying to me, my trauma therapist, when I finally went, said, wow, you're so high functioning for your story. And I started laughing. Because I went into that same thing you did. You went straight to the PhD, and here I was getting my second master's degree, right? And it's like we can strive and push hard and control and kind of make certain things happen. And then what I'm hearing from you is that divine feminine piece. So I'm going right into what you've put a revolution around. It's not just about women. It's about the divine feminine energy. I know you work with a lot of women. I have women and men that I work with. And it's like, it's not just about that feminine energy coming in just for women. It's not women taking over the world. It's getting into that energy that's, you know, it's hard for me, which is like relax into it. Allow, that word let go, surrender, right? Trusting, you know, I know a lot of the people that I know that are listening to this tonight are like, yeah, we hear you. So I'm excited to hear about some of your ideas on overcoming those. I know you've helped me with a lot of stuff. It's also like stepping forward and being seen.
Totally.
Right. And that like fear about being seen and those type of things. Yeah. So I'm excited about our topic tonight, right? In talking about how to overcome and really manifest. And I think you and I will probably get a lot into energy when we talk about that. So we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to go and talk about energy and manifesting with Dr. Megan Monday. So stay tuned. We will be right back.
Do you feel like you and your significant other have lost their initial spark? Then let Coach Martez and Wadrina guide you to strengthen your love and reignite that spark on the Coach Martez and Wadrina Layton Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Understanding love, accepting truth, and changing perspective. For more information, make sure you go to dreambuilderscoaching.net. That is dreambuilderscoaching.net.
When trauma is stored in the body, it can subconsciously affect and determine our life experience. Learn how the mind connects with the body and how you can pursue your own healing and growth so that your line shines brighter than ever. On the Law of Attraction Traction with host, my mom, Corinne Beerfield. Every third Tuesday of the month at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn more about Corinne and her services as a holistic, heart-centered counselor, visit CorinneBeerfield.com.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
Introducing The Brilliant Black Man Show with Melissa Johnson. Tune in as Melissa shares the stories of successful black men across the country. This show is designed to change the narrative of how black men are portrayed in the world. The show will highlight their brilliance and how they are making a difference in their family, community, boardroom, and the world. For more information on the show, visit wildministriesllc.com.
We figured by the time we turned 50, we kind of had life figured out, but we were not prepared for the realities of midlife. Tune into And That's When I Realized, the truth and comedy of midlife with me, Susan Dolce.
And me, Leone Dyer, every second and fourth Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You're not alone in these challenges, and sometimes you just gotta laugh.
Find us at SusanDolce.com
and LeoneDyer.com.
Welcome back, beautiful lights. You're listening to the Sharing Love and Light Show with me, Kimberly Barrett. I am here with Dr. Megan. And before we get back to our interview, I want to make sure you know how to contact us. I can be reached through my website, sharingloveandlightshow.com. If you'd like to reach my guest, Dr. Megan Monday, she can be reached through drmeganmonday.com. If you go to my TransformationTalkRadio.com host page, you can grab Dr. Megan Monday's free Fearless Feminine ebook, and you can gain access to my free Introduction to the 12 Chakras videos. So we're offering a free ebook and a free video. Go to the TransformationTalkRadio.com host page. I'm also continuing to offer 20% off of all of my individual services to my Sharing Love and Light listeners. Just use the code 20%. You can access the services through my website. So let's get back to this interview, shall we? I have Dr. Megan Monday here with me. We are talking about manifesting. We talked a little bit about some of the blocks that we have. So Megan, talk to us a little about your understanding of energy and manifesting, and then get into whatever tips that you have for us.
Yeah, so what I kind of alluded to a bit ago before the break was just that we don't want to try too hard. And I have a perfect just kind of case in point. So I'm launching my very first mastermind. And so I put a lot of energy into calling forth these amazing women and working on the content and all the launch stuff. And when we're trying to manifest something, when you care deeply about something, sometimes we get into that, like, I need it, like, I have to have it. And it's a little bit of like desperate vibes, to be honest.
Yeah.
This happens a lot in love life, right? And I think sometimes that blocks people from calling in their partner because they feel like, oh, I like need it.
And I so need it. I have to have it. And then you're in that limited belief of it's not here yet.
Yes. And then all we can see and all we're observing, because we really want it, we're feeling the contrast, right? Like if you go to Abraham Hicks, they talk about that a lot. They say we humans are really good with the contrast, but we can't like suspend our, you know, current surroundings. Like if you're having money trouble, you can't like forget about your money trouble. Or it's hard to. You can, but
it's hard, hard to. You can. We have to reframe that.
Because yeah, did you see that limiting beliefs, Megan?
I just lived that, right?
Yeah.
And what I'm hearing you say is that, you know, we get so attached to the outcome.
Yes.
That we want it so bad. And then we go into this limited belief system.
Yeah.
And then I love that. I tell my listeners all the time that Abraham Hicks is really great. They come through, Esther Hicks, she channels them in, and she has like a lot of books and videos that they're really great at guiding us in that sense of, you know, humans are so good at focusing on the negative and what's not there and really being in the contrast, when we have to go into that, like knowing that it's already happened.
Yeah. Right. And that is a trauma response. You know, our brain is wired to remember bad things that happen so that we can survive and so that it can keep us alive. And so we have this sort of evolutionary bias, especially that trauma bulb memory where it kind of gets burned in. And if you've ever been through a trauma, you know, sometimes there may be parts that are missing, but there are parts where you're like, I'll never forget that day, you know? And so that's kind of the symptom. And so for me, I was talking about manifesting my mastermind. Well, next thing I know, my husband and I got a convertible, and this like convertible like was a gift from the universe. It was truly like a gift from God. I wasn't trying to manifest it. I wasn't trying to manifest an extra car. It just like kind of happened. And so I think when we're trying to manifest a lot of money or a great career, or a relationship or a baby or a house or whatever your things are that you're trying to manifest, if it's something really important to you, sometimes we get that tunnel vision where it's like we obsess about it. You know, and when we're in obsession, we're in I need rather than I choose. And so there's a saying around manifesting that says, when you don't need anything is when everything comes.
Yeah. And that's that energy thing that I've been studying recently, that it's, you know, you want to set your intention and you want to speak the word, like you speak it out and you want it. And I've been really good at doing that piece, right? The part that I can tend to falter is on the, we've got to get to that 100% belief that it's already happened. And so a lot of times I let go of the focus of the actual material thing and try to get that focus on how I'm feeling, mm-hmm. right? And I love what you're saying about trauma response, that we're hardwired to be focused on stuff like that to keep us safe. So if I give myself safety all the time, then I'm going to manifest a little easier, right?
And that's why it's easier to manifest things that you're not trying so hard about, because you're already like feeling pretty good about it.
Because you already feel good. Yeah. And then if I like to think about like believability factor. You know, and Abraham Hicks talks about that, like it's easy, you know, we think as humans that it's easier to get a thimble than it is to get a castle, when really in energy terms and true manifesting, the thimble and the castle are exactly the same. Love that it. You could manifest either, you know, and then I've been looking into that, and it also needs to be for my highest and best and the highest and best of all. You know, and I think they talk about that a lot in manifesting. It also needs to be lined up. But I think that other thing is the divine timing piece. You know, if you're focused.
Oh, darn, divine timing.
Yeah. And that's what I'm hearing too. And a lot of what you and I are talking about right now is when it's something that I'm like that much wanting and it's so important to me and I'm so focused on the outcome, that I can get caught up in how and when. Mm-hmm. And my understanding of manifesting is I have to let go of how and when and be in allowing it to unfold, right? That like feminine energy of like just allowing. I don't need to know how, I don't need to know when, you know, and I know that you've been doing that with your stuff, right? Recently, is to not be so overly attached to it, to step back and be like, you know, it's going to happen.
Yeah. And we're going to say the magic word again, which is surrender. And
surrender.
I gotta be honest with y'all. That is not my strength. I'm a passionate person, and I letting go is, I think it's universally hard for humans to kind of let go. Some of us more than others. Right. But like having that vibe where you can be at peace, whether you have it or not. And that's kind of when the things come. And so a big, just personal shift that I've been working on, transitioning from private practice to more like higher level coaching, is to just say, like, I get to have this. Like, I get to have people pay me 10 times, 100 times more than I've been making in my private practice. And that's quite a leap to think that I'm worth it, and, you know, that it's valuable to the people. And I believe that, but, you know, for most of us, when we get into high ticket sales, it's like, will people actually pay this? You know, and even though I've invested heavily in myself and my education, it's still hard to kind of make the leap until you see it. So like a lot of times we feel like seeing is believing, like, oh, once someone, you know, once I book out my practice, then I'll feel confident, right? But it's kind of the opposite. It's like believing is seeing. And so there's a couple of manifestation things you can do to really help that. One of which would be scripting. So like writing out, also I've heard it called like future bragging. So sort of the idea of just claiming what you want and really writing that out in detail. And every time I do that, it creates this momentum where the things I want kind of want me as well, because I've been very clear on wanting it. And a lot of times you write it down and then you detach, which is the surrender part.
Oh, and I love what you're saying, because I've been reading, I know her name, Florence Shin, 1925. And she wrote a book called The Game of Life and How to Play It. Mm-hmm. I don't think she was doing it on purpose for manifesting like we talk about today, but it has become a really popular manifesting book, because she takes a whole lot of the language straight from the Bible, right? And literally what you just said, that she says, if you're going to speak the word, which is I'm calling in what I want, I'm speaking out what it is I want to have happen, then you need to like actually 100% have faith that that's going to happen. And a lot of the scripting is around really like writing and saying it to yourself enough times. Abraham Hicks talks about saying, you know, a belief is a thought that you think often. So I love that idea of scripting it and like really writing it as if it's already happened. And what would that feel like, right?
You said it. And the piece that was missing for me was like neutralizing the charge, you know? So if it's like, I'm a millionaire, and then we have like money wounds or, you know, fear around money.
Thank you.
Then it's like, if I say I'm a millionaire, it's like, yeah, right. Like that's not going to happen. You know,
if I have, yeah, or if I think that all millionaires are jerks, then mm-hmm. I'm not going to want to, you know, my energy's not going to line up with being a millionaire, because then I'll be a jerk. Right.
Yeah. And that's what I love about what you and I do, is because our therapist background, we know how to like fish for those limiting beliefs and then like neutralize the charge around it. And then obviously we have like our spiritual healing piece, which just accelerates the whole process. And so it's really great. But I've got a few little anecdotes. Like, for example, I had a negative romantic relationship, and I have been kind of obsessed with finding a partner. I really had a lot of doubt about it. I had this negative relationship, and at that point I was just like, that's it, I'm like swearing off men. And I like meant it, like I was like for real. And then shortly thereafter I met my husband, and it was like I actually did the thing of surrender, because I was like, I'm done.
You completely surrendered, and you were like, I don't need a relationship, I've surrendered. And yet you would put it in your vortex that you did want it. So as soon as you surrendered and you swore it off, then the next thing you know, the man of your dreams pops in, and there you are. And here you guys are.
Another example is when I was trying to get pregnant, I had some health issues that, you know, relate to fertility. And I've seen this a lot with my clients as well. Like the more you try to get pregnant, like people will track their things and they'll get very like analytical about it. And if any of your audience is out there trying to get pregnant, my best advice is to have some really good sex. I hope that's okay to say on here, because that's how you make babies. And so when I like stopped caring, I actually didn't even know, like the first month, I had actually just moved my private practice. So I was like really caught up in my business at the time. And I was just kind of like having a fun life. It was like Cinco de Mayo, I remember.
Another surrender, like not even thinking about babies at this point.
Yeah.
Just living life. And it sounds like you were raising your vibration, getting in a better place. And mm-hmm. that surrender of the topic, right? I've mm-hmm. already put it out there. The universe knows what I want. And then you surrendered in Cinco de Mayo. Bam.
Yep.
Baby created.
there was a little party that happened, I do believe. but yeah, I think that's it. And so, you know, it's a little counterintuitive because we think like in our society, we're taught a lot with that sort of Western capitalist view of like, the harder you work, the more you get it.
But well, that programming, right? We've been programmed the opposite of how to actually manifest.
Yeah. And I think that's intentional.
And we're undoing the programming and we're all learning that we don't need to be in that programming anymore.
Yeah. And I think that's something that I'm like, I have a lot around, like, I have to serve, like, it has to be hard. I mean, if you go through a PhD, like, that wires
you. I have to work really hard in order to manifest anything.
I have to jump through hoops. I have to be, like, stressed out all the time, you know. And so, like, even now, 15 years later, I'm really undoing a lot of that conditioning. And to think that I really have loved my work as a therapist, but being a trauma therapist can be kind of intense. And so there have been some really, you know, tough moments when you're holding someone through like a worst moment of their life. And so to go into coaching where it's more like pleasurable and kind of fun, it's just, it's like, whoa, I can get paid to like do something that feels like I would want to do it for free is kind of, you know, you got to expand your mindset to think that you can do that.
Yeah. And then we have talked about something that you said, and I remember you teaching me this, that we need to get more in our pleasure and in our happiness and in our relaxed state. That surrender, it's also like relaxing and letting go. It's making me think of Abraham Hicks and like the little cork that like goes into the water, and we need to be the cork going with the flow. And instead, I'm like, you know, I'm like the ant on the log trying to swim upstream, right? I'm trying to swim upstream. And what I'm hearing is that being able to relax into it, that, you know, I just went through sort of like I had counter-manifested some things in my life, and I got myself into a really tough kind of financial bind situation. So I started, you know, really using these skills again, like you talked about. You taught me the scripting. So you guys, Dr. Megan Monday's giving you a little gift, doing the scripting. And so it's writing it out as if it's already happened. And you can also write it out in a brag way, right? Like, I am so grateful that, and I'm bragging that these things have already happened, right? And so I did that and things started to shift for me. And I love what you said, because you and I did some EMDR work to clear out, you know, some of the trauma stuff that was in the way, and that helped, right? But getting the focus off the outcome and on my vibration and my energy and where I currently am in the moment.
Yeah. And what it brings up for me is sort of like to be a public figure, like you and I are doing with our radio shows, and to be coaches and, you know, sort of online business owners, right? There's a lot of visibility fears. And so one thing you can do is write like what you want. So like, I'm calling in four amazing women for my mastermind. And then like, well, what are my fears? Well, my fear might be that no one buys, or that, you know, maybe I'll mess it up, or that like no one likes me, right? And so something that I've been working on mindset wise, there's a really great app called Yap. It's YAPP. And you can actually program affirmations and it'll send you push notifications. There's also one called I Am that has ones that they've already created. So the affirmation that I've been working with is, everyone loves you, now act like it. Because sometimes I'm like, oh, no one knows me, and I'm just bothering them if I ask them to do this. And like, no one liked my post. You know, we all go through that, especially if you're in the content creator game.
Watching your mindset, right? Yeah, I've learned to stop looking to see who likes it and who doesn't like it and who's there and those type of things. And getting into that, this is the word that's coming to me. We've been talking about surrender. And the other word is trust.
Yes, that's the big one.
Trusting that it's already happened and then acting as if it's already in your life.
And a big shift that has just happened for me is sort of the self-validation piece. So like a part of being a creator, I'm just really like enjoying my own creation now, and kind of the thing about like not needing things. I'm making things for me, and I care, obviously, but like, I don't care if it gets like a certain amount of likes, and I'm like consuming my own content. I'm enjoying my own creation. And so like that self-validation is the trust. And it's also like a mirror, right? Because people mirror us. So if I feel like I'm not good enough and nobody likes my stuff,
I attract
people are going to reflect that.
Yeah. So that's, I love that, right? The mirroring. And that's that other piece of the word. I keep having this clairaudience popping in as you're talking. So like the word that came to me was authenticity. Mm-hmm. When I am in alignment with my authentic energy, then everything comes to me easily and frequently. You know, but it's getting in that alignment with that authentic energy. And I love what you're saying, that I have to pay attention to those fears that come up, right? Because I'm sure, I was thinking about the story you just told that, you know, and then he shows up. Well, it wasn't just, you know, rainbows and parties once you came together, that you also had to like face all your shadows and clear out your fears and like actually allow him in. Know, you know, continue to know that you were worthy of having this great guy in your life, you know, and being able to overcome. And I've watched you overcome a lot of that type of stuff over the years, right?
Yeah. And worthiness, you know, partly because of trauma, partly I think being an empath, also in human design, I have an open will center, which sometimes relates to worthiness problems. It's kind of like extreme empath, right? That's always been a struggle for me. And one shift that I had, recently was just that I think we all fall into the trap that like, oh, this person who's really successful and they're doing what I want to do, and maybe they've got a $1 million business. You know, like that they're better, they're more worthy, they're more successful. But then the flip has to be true. People who don't have that are less worthy. And when they did that counterpart, I was like, no, that's not true. But I believe the opposite, like people who had achieved that are more worthy. And so I was
when that's the opposite, it's that, like, you know, we talk about all the time, you and I, that worth is unconditional.
It's intrinsic. Yeah.
It's intrinsic. You have worth because you were born.
Yeah. You know, but when you have the overachiever bug and you feel like I'm not going to be worthy without a partner, or without the money, or without the baby or the house or the career, or I don't know, fill in the blank.
And whatever. There's the block to the manifestation.
That's the block right there.
And then being able to clear that out, right? And then know, which you can change that story that, you know, I have this intrinsic worth. And I love the wording from Florence Shin. I've just been so obsessed with her lately.
Yeah, because
she uses words like, you know, by divine right and what belongs to me. And I've been using that in my scripting, that I'm scripting out that I have this thing and that what I want, I'm not going to put a picture to it. I'm not going to give a specific anything around it. Of course, I'm a general manifester where other people, we have to talk about human design a little there.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm a general manifester. And so for me, I need to go really general and it needs to feel the way I want it to feel. And I'm asking for what I want. And I also want what belongs to me by divine right. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if it's not working out for me, I'll pause and look and see if I might not be going in the direction I need to go in. Or am I in control mode again and I'm trying to force things to happen mm-hmm. when I need to let go and just kind of like, you know, I went to total surrender. I was like, take all of me, the good and the bad, take all of it. And that was that new thought that like, even the like really good parts of me, take all of it and then lead me to where you want me to go. Give me the courage and take me there. Right.
Another hack that I really like to do that I learned from a friend, and I don't know exactly what it came from. It's a philosophy, but the cheat is like, what are the infinite possibilities? Fill in the blank. So like, what are the infinite possibilities that I could make $6,000 by the end of the week? What are the infinite possibilities that I could run into my soulmate tomorrow? What are the infinite possibilities that, you know, all the people that are supposed to come to me by divine
right? The what ifs. Yeah. The what ifs. Love it.
Yeah. But you can kind of like trick it, because like, if it really is infinite, you know, there's a million ways it could come to you, you know,
if but we like, are infinite, unlimited energy projecting on an infinite, unlimited environment. I love what you're saying. What if we could, I love that. So that's another hack, is asking the what if questions. Well, what if it really could happen? And you did that with me one day, and the thing you were what ifing with me has shifted. And I am so excited about that, because we started what ifing. What if we could do this, that, you know, what if it could happen?
Yeah. And a lot of us do the negative spiral. Like, what if
catastrophe?
We go there a lot, especially if you're prone to anxiety, you know, I definitely do. And so instead you could do like a positive, what if, you know, so like, what if everything worked out for me? What if my person is, you know, like waiting to meet me? And one of the things that I really love, that's a saying in manifestation, is what you're seeking is seeking you. And so,
I love that. Say that again, really loud.
What you're seeking is seeking you. And that may be an Abraham Hicks thing.
So getting into alignment energetically with it.
Yeah.
Right?
And I think when we're talking about like a big soul mission, which, you know, you and I both have one, and I'm sure your listeners do out there.
A lot of my listeners, you guys know, you raised your hands and you said, I'm coming to this time and I have this soul purpose and I have this soul mission. Yep. And I'm here for this. And
yeah. And so that like soul mission wants you to do it. You know, it's like, come on.
It's going to support you the whole way. It's going to line it all up. But are you looking for it? Do you believe you're worthy of it? You know? Mm-hmm. So I love this idea of the things that you're talking about, which are things like, let's do a scripting as if it's already happened and really feel into that, you know, use the visualization with that. And then doing the what if it really could happen? Mm-hmm. What if we really are energy beings and we are in this playground and we can step out of all these old belief patterns and we can create the life of our dreams? What if? And you guys, Dr. Megan helped me with that, because I really wanted to do like we're doing right now. I am on Transformation Talk Radio with a show called Sharing Love and Light, which is what I want to share into the world, activate people, right? Wake them up, remind them that they are love and light and that we've got this, right? And what you gave me was helping me completely overcome all those negative mindsets. And I remember you had us doing like, write your brags out.
Yeah. And I remember
what's good about you.
When you first told me about the show, I don't know if you remember this, but you said to me, I just want like someone to be positive about it because I feel so good about it. And I feel like it's destined, you know? And I was like,
I feel like it's like all lined up. And all I imagine before I come on is I'm going to let go. And what's going to come out of myself and my guests are whatever needs to land on people out there to help them to wake up, to be able to shift in their lives, right? To be able to see that it's okay to have feelings. It doesn't say you can't, you know, I went into what, like a 3-week rampage of negativity that crashed down my life for a little bit, and we can shift it right back up. We can come right back out of it. And you've taught me a lot of that. We have about a minute before our break. So anything else you want to add really quick?
Well, I'd actually just like to plug you, because as much as you've done my business coaching, like I've done your Blue Star and your healing sessions. And I will say that you really helped me with that, you know, energetically doing the energy work and using the Blue Star to go up into the unmanifest, rewrite those contracts, rip them up if we need to, right? And that's been crucial in my mindset, because when you take these layers of trauma off me, all of a sudden the infinite possibilities open up and they are believable. But it's that trauma that keeps us like hunkered down and like, I'm not safe. And can I trust this? And is something
yes,
bad about to happen?
A shout out for, we really can clear that trauma.
We can. Energetically, yeah.
You know? Yeah. So let's take a quick break and we'll be back to wrap things up with Dr. Megan Monday. Love you, dude.
Love you.
Mary Jane Mack, and I'd love to tell you about the latest technology of the Velara company. I've been using the Velara company equipment, the air machines, since 1992, and I have found them to be totally successful in killing mold, mildew, and keeping your house fresh and clean. If you'd like more information on it, you can look at MaryJaneMack.com or call our office at 888-777-4232.
Are you ready to invest in your best self? Join Sabrina Wright as she shares tools for creating joy and balance in your life every single day. Sabrina is here to help you become your greatest advocate and empower you to make decisions that will help you live your best life. The Live the Good Life Show, connecting your physical and spiritual self. Every second Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Find Sabrina at the Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T, balance.com.
Do you get stuck in that someday attitude, living the same day over and over again with no action? The Becoming You Show, big ideas that inspire, impact, and influence your life with Leah Rowling is for you. Tune in every Friday at 11 a.m. Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This show will have you feeling inspired to take action with purpose and intention. For more information and to get in touch with me, visit www.leahrowling.com.
How many times do you find yourself saying, it was nothing, or just doing my job, when really you knocked it out of the park? How did you get like this? Next time someone tells you, great job, you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to Be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least three things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to Be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self and how far you can go by being more you. Check out her website, CourageToBeSeen.com. You have the courage to be seen. See you later.
Welcome back, beautiful lights. You're listening to the Sharing Love and Light Show with me, Kimberly Barrett, your host. We have Dr. Megan Monday back rocking our worlds tonight. I want to make sure you know how to contact us. I can be reached through my website, sharingloveandlightshow.com. If you want to reach my guest, Dr. Megan Monday, she can be reached through drmeganmonday.com. And that's Megan, M-E-G-A-N. If you go to my Transformation Talk Radio host page, you can grab a free copy of Fearless Feminine ebook from Dr. Megan Monday. You can also access my free video on the introduction to the 12 chakras. I'm also offering 20% off of all of my individual services to my Sharing Love and Light listeners. Use the code 20%. 20PERCENT. You can access the services through my website, sharingloveandlightshow.com. So Megan, this has been so fun. So if you can kind of wrap up some of the things we've been talking about and share kind of, you know, any other last insights in this last segment to our listeners.
Yeah, well, I think there's a couple of things. You know, Abraham Hicks is a great resource. Highly recommend that. Obviously, The Secret is a really great movie that is about manifesting. It's kind of the how. I also really like this movie called What the Bleep Do We Know Anyway, which is—
I love that book. that movie.
Yeah, in my mind, it's about quantum physics. And that's kind of like the why, like why it works. And if you're a little more like science-minded or skeptical, that's a good place to start because it's very science-heavy. But it basically talks about how, like, you know, our thoughts affect our reality out here. So I think those are just some just basics. Like if you're just getting started on manifesting, that's where I would recommend that you go. I think the biggest journey for me has just realizing that the better it gets, the better it gets. And that like we are in an expanding universe. And so our society a lot teaches us to contract. I know a lot of times I got a lot of messages like, don't be a dreamer, don't be an artist, like that's not practical. But I think those qualities actually have served me the most and they have made me the most successful. And so I guess I just want to say to your audience or whoever is listening, like so much more is available to you than you think there is. And so that's where like the mindset and dreaming and visualizing and calling it in and scripting it out can be really helpful. And then if you have a place like money or love or whatever, where you're stuck, there might be some traumatic experiences and or beliefs that are embedded in there that just make it seem like it's not possible for you. But the more that I get into the spiritual work, like doing Blue Star with you, even the mindset kind of coaching piece, I'm just really realizing like we are limitless. However, we've been living in a society that has really programmed us to feel very powerless. And there's certainly lots of like oppression and trauma and abuse and unfortunate things out there that then, you know, sort of like rob us of our power. And so mindset's amazing because you can really take your power back and you can really see things happen just by being vulnerable enough to like really dream it into being.
Oh, I love what you're saying. Yeah. And thanks for the recommendations. As you were talking, I was thinking, you know, and then I would add Florence Shin, of course, with the Game of Life and How to Play It. And then I am obsessed with Mandy Morris's book right now. And it's 8 Powerful Ways to Manifest, only because she put the science in there along with like the energy work that you're talking about. So if anyone's looking for a fun book, that's one. And I absolutely love that you sent me to that book by Gay Hendricks, The Upper Limit, because a lot of times, and I can tell that Mandy Morris has also read that book because she talks about the ceiling in the basement and it's totally Gay Hendricks, right? Yeah. That he's talking about like that ceiling that we can put on ourselves. And, you know, I share all the time here exactly what I'm hearing from you. And you guys, if you're looking for business coaching and you want, especially if you are like metaphysical like we are, but you don't have to be, you can be a creative as well. And you're looking, you know, or just be female and you're looking to do entrepreneur kind of business. Dr. Megan Monday has really shifted me in that. I've done her Glow. I've done her Fearless Feminine Academy. Fearless Feminine Academy is the reason that I'm even on the Sharing Love and Light show. I couldn't even like vulnerably post words on like a Facebook page. And, you know, the mindset work helped me shift past that. Then I was able to do Facebook Lives, which I owe you guys a Facebook Love. I know some of my Facebook Love listeners are like, where have you been? Right. Yeah. So, you know, I overcame that fear of being seen. And then Jessica found me on Transformation Talk Radio and asked me to do this. And it has been such a pleasure to be on Transformation Talk Radio. I shout out to them. I know that they have openings at Transformation Talk Radio as well. If you're looking to start your own podcast radio, you know, definitely reach out. It is so awesome. I was thinking that I got distracted for a minute. This happens every once in a while.
Well, can I jump in?
Jump in, please.
Yeah, I just want to normalize that it is really scary to go for it, like what you were talking about showing.
Oh, it was terrifying. Yeah.
For me, like I had wanted to do this for years before I actually started doing it. But to tell you the truth, what's worse is not going for it, you know?
Yeah, it was, I get the words like it was deadening my soul and I was like going depressed and just, it was like I was not alive really, like not really fully living my life purpose and living life. And being able to, it's the same thing as doing our businesses where we've really shifted and I offer energy healing and I do intuitive coaching and intuitive guidance and things like that. I teach a lot of classes. I know Megan, you have your, you know, you're looking for four people that want to join this beautiful mastermind class. You know, so being able to do all that stuff. So, you know, we have a few minutes left to wrap things up. Is there anything else that you want to leave with our listeners at this time?
Well, I appreciate your share because I think, you know, especially counseling people, many people feel dead in their careers and their work, but then they're like, I'm trapped. I have to pay the bills. Like, what do I do? You know, and so that's something I've counseled many, 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 many people on. And I felt that way myself. I remember saying to my husband, like, I don't know that I want to be a therapist anymore. And he was like, well, you have to, like, you've got all these student loan payments, right? So many of us feel that way. And so I really believe that a lot of mental health issues like anxiety and depression are related to blocked creativity. And so when we're not in our life purpose, a lot of times we, worst case scenario, the crown chakra is about like if we're not on our purpose, sometimes we have a life-threatening crisis. It could be like a car accident or a health condition or something. And we have this moment of, are we going to go or are we going to stay? And so something I really have worked a lot with my therapy people, but also like my coaching people is, you know, getting on their purpose. And so for coaching, I really am calling in revolutionary leaders who want to change the world.
Getting in your purpose and standing in your authenticity and shifting your energy. And you got this. You got this. Yeah. So we have a minute left. I want to do my closing message to remind everyone, love is not a verb. It is a state of being. Love is actually an energy we can tap into and a level of consciousness that we can move into. So just a reminder, join me every first and third Thursday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio for sharing love and light, show vibration and consciousness on the planet. We will have another guest next week. She's going to be awesome as well. Thank you, Dr. Megan Monday. And I will see you guys soon. And I promise Facebook Live, I'll be back on. Love you guys.
Bye.
Thanks for tuning in to the Sharing Love and Light Show, Vibration and Consciousness on the Planet, with me, Kimberly Barrett. Remember, love is not a verb. It is a state of mind. You've spent the last hour experiencing love and light and tapping into the quantum energy that already exists in you. But the journey doesn't stop here. Tune in every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio, as we continue exploring the energetic shifts happening in and around us. With love and light, see you next time.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.